With the suspect in the New York City explosion now in custody, the questions continue. For some possible answers, we spoke to Dr. Victor Assal of the Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy in Albany, where he serves as director of the Center for Policy Research and is an associate professor in the Department of Political Science. Was this attack the work of a so-called lone wolf, or was it directed from afar by others?
I think we need to make a distinction, though, between what we mean by lone wolf and what we mean by directed from afar. The traditional idea of a lone wolf is somebody totally disconnected from anything. What we're seeing now in the last several years is what we might think of as a synergy between somebody who is doing stuff on their own but is motivated by an ideology in an organization someplace else, and they may very well be in connection with that organization or they might not be, but they're not totally separated from that movement and that general effort.
This man they have already identified as a suspect. He apparently was already on their radar screen since they made the connection so quickly. What do you think of the rapidity at which they identified this man?
It's very good work. I think that they clearly did very aggressive interviews and looked for material, and I think one of the key aspects here is probably street video, and using that is how they found out who they needed to be looking for.
The timing, do you think there was any reason for when this happened, just a few days, a few weeks after the 9/11 anniversary, or could it have just been random? Do these events often have a timing, a symbolism to them?
Yes, they often do have a timing and a symbolism with them. In this particular instance, if I was a terrorist and I wanted to connect it directly to 9/11, I would have done an attack on 9/11. And it's not clear if this bomb went off when this person actually wanted it to go off. So this is going to, getting a better sense of this is going to depend upon getting information from the perpetrator.
What kind of intelligence, if any kind of intelligence, can stop this kind of thing? Since it is so random, since it is so in the shadows, it seems, can intelligence really ever stop this thing before it happens?
So I think what intelligence can do is intelligence can impede it, make it harder, make it less likely, but stopping is a very hard thing to do. And the more that you have situations where it is not an organization doing it, it's a lone wolf doing it, or somebody inspired by an organization, the harder it gets for security to stop it. But security efforts can impede it and make it less likely, as well as less likely to succeed.
Since 9/11, we've often heard the phrase, if you see something, say something. Can the public really stop something like this? Just if someone sees someone drop something in the trash, it just might be an innocent person throwing something away.
So I think the issue here really becomes one of how much the public is willing to be involved. If you've ever traveled to Israel, if you leave a coat somewhere or a bag somewhere for more than a minute, somebody is going to say something to security forces or security personnel nearby. In the U.S., that kind of mentality really has not been embraced in a large-scale fashion. And until it is, it's not going to have a similar kind of impact.
This kind of attack, it's more than just meant to harm or to kill. It's also to perhaps destroy tourism in New York City, perhaps to destroy the public confidence in security. What are some of the other factors other than the obvious injury and death that perhaps this person was trying to achieve?
So these kinds of attacks are trying to instill fear. They're trying to impact the policies of governments in terms of how they're behaving. There are two different directions these kinds of attacks are trying to achieve. One is we're trying to get the government to stop doing something. On the other hand, there's what's called, Clark McCulley has talked about the jujitsu effect, which is the angrier I make people at a certain population, the worse they're going to treat that population, the more that population is going to come over to my side. And these kinds of attacks can try and be achieving both of those types of effects.
Dr. Victor Assal is with the Rockefeller College of Public Affairs and Policy in Albany. He serves as director of the Center for Policy Research and is an associate professor in the Department of Political Science.